Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Roberts. Batting second. The right fielder, Nick Markakis, is. Batting third. The third baseman, Melvin Mora. Batting fourth. The DH, Aubrey Huff. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kevin Millar. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Luke Scott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adam Jones. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Bynum. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rad Hamesliz. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carlos Gomez. Batting second. The second baseman, Alexi Carcilla. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting sixth. The DH, Jason Kubel. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Delman Young. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Lamb. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Brendan Harris. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Slowey. And now, play ball. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Markakis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mora hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aubrey Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Huff hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gomez hits a line drive into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carcilla hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morneau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Millar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Luke Scott is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Scott moves to third. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jones hits a fly ball towards center. Gomez catches it and throws to Morneau, who throws to third to double up Hernandez. Scott tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Freddie Bynum is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bynum hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Liz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kubel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kubel hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a pop-up towards short. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Markakis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Markakis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lamb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mora is 0 for 1 in the game. Mora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Lamb is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lamb hits a pop-up towards short. Bynum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harris hits a line drive towards first. Millar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 0 for 1 in the game. Huff strikes out. One out. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Millar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Millar strikes out. Two outs. Luke Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slowey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carcilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Carcilla strikes out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuttier hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. One out. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Bynum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Mauer and he is safe. Jones steals second. Freddie Bynum is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bynum is 0-for-1 in the game. Bynum hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier who is chasing the ball. Roberts reaches third base with a triple. Jones scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markakis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Markakis hits a line drive into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kubel is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Millar scoops it up and throws to first, with Liz covering, for the out. One out. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young strikes out. Two outs. Mike Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lamb is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamb hits a pop-up towards short. Bynum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mora is 0-for-2 in the game. Mora hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huff is 0-for-2 in the game. Huff hits a pop-up towards third. Lamb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Millar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Millar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Carcilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Markakis. Carcilla reaches second base with a double. Gomez scores. It's 4-1, Orioles. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Markakis. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Carcilla scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Matt Albers now pitching. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a pop-up towards short. Bynum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cuttier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuttier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Rincon now pitching. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Hernandez moves to third. Adam Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. Craig Breslow now pitching. Freddie Bynum is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Jones moves to second. Freddie Bynum is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bynum is 0-for-2 in the game. Bynum bunts in front of the plate. Maurer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jones moves to third. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Roberts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Breslow fires to first and has Bynum trapped. There's the throw to Harris, who tags Bynum for the out. Two outs. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Markakis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Markakis hits a line drive into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kubel is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubel takes first base on ball 4. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Mike Lamb is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Lamb is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamb takes first base on ball 4. Kubel moves to second. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kubel scores. Lamb moves to second. It's 5-3, Orioles. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gomez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carcilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Millar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carcilla for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Huff is 0-for-3 in the game. Huff strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Millar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Millar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Scott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lamb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Millar moves to second. Jesse Crane now pitching. Jay Payton pinch runs for Luke Scott. Ramon Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Hernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jay Payton now playing left field. Jim Johnson now pitching. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morneau strikes out. 1 out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 3 in the game. Cuttier hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Roberts reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Kubel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kubel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kubel takes first base on ball 4. Mauer moves to second. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jones is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Freddie Bynum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bynum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bynum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Nick Markakis is batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Markakis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Markakis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Markakis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. George Sherrill now pitching. Matt Macri pinch hits for Mike Lamb. Matt Macri is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Macri hits a pop-up towards first. Millar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harris strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.